Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Alex, Rob Young, Jen Van Meter, Jeffrey D. Brainerd, Alex Antilla, Lowe, Kevin Lovecraft, Marjorie Clare, Andrew Hall, Pork Chop Crandall. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 124 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have
Ben Meredith,
Britt Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Grizzletrick at Amsterdam,
a hammer to look around to ham,
Sasha Racket,
and Azu.
Now, unfortunately, I believe that Hamid just cast a fireball at Grizzop's head. That's how I remember events. That's the thing that's
this
happened,
is
yes?
To be a thing with Hamid.
Look,
just like,
look,
fireballs
look.
Out.
Judas!
He hit Sasha with one scorching ray.
Yeah.
He hit himself with one fireball.
Yeah!
And now he's decided to make it a thing, apparently.
Yeah.
And all he's got is a fire.
Watch out. Every,
no, that's not
how everything looks like Tinder. Something like
given that they're quite far.
Swipe right on death.
No. Not really my type. Given that they're running towards us and they're quite far away, there should be some sort of penalty to aim to, you know, to account for the fact that they're moving while it's moving towards them. That's not how the system works. So I hit unerringly 5 foot behind the dogs.
It's true, you got very good aim.
Oh, yes, I've been chased by the dogs for a minute there.
However,
Alex was being facetious.
Bryn doesn't get to roll the dice yet, as much as he wants to, because starting an episode with a fireball I know has been a dream of his for a long time.
Yeah.
But as a brief recap, you all in Rome.
Yay.
You're
Yay.
All in Rome.
I travelled there very upsettingly.
Time went wrong, but it's okay now. Everything has lined up, and I'm sure there will be no complications.
When you say time has gone wrong, can we just be like, actually, weirdly, there's been like a week's passed, and now our timeline makes sense.
You know what? Funnily enough, bizarrely.
Oh, yeah, given that there's no such thing as day and night.
There's
in Rome,
so many
no
temporal effects at play that things appear to have squared up perfectly.
Yeah, it's almost like no one can have a timeline anymore.
No possible timelines.
Sorry,
which
Wiki.
Is great. Yep. But yeah, you're all in Rome. Currently, Grizzop and Eldarion are being chased by the dog things.
And the problem is Eldarion did not bring appropriate footwear.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's dressed like she's going to a ball or something.
Pretty much.
Basically, yeah, basically.
She's dressed like a spy from like a 90s video game.
Yes.
Ooh.
And we know where in the world Eldarion is. She's here running from dogs with Grizzop towards the rest of the group who are currently in the mansion, I suppose, on the hill because no one made their history checks in character. So that's fine. With that in mind, I'm going to start with... First, Bryn gets to start the episode with a fireball. Yeah. That's fine.
That's so
Oh, that's an unnecessarily large amount of damage, Bryn.
There's a couple of ones.
Yeah, but there's more also fives.
That's true.
43. reflex save for half damage.
That's really bad.
Dog do dead.
my fireballs are quite powerful.
Yes.
They really are. I am going to do the reflex save.
DC 18, I think.
Probably quite reflexive.
Yeah, likely. They're likely dex-based.
So, we have Grizzop and behind and falling further behind Eldarion, who obviously Hamid has no idea who this is. I shouldn't be using that name, whatever. Running towards the main building and then running up that rise from the entrance. Hamid, you know, casts his fireball, off it goes. There are three hounds currently chasing Eldarion and Grizzop. The fireball goes off perfectly. Two of the hounds, let's call them, are immediately sort of blown sideways with the force of it. Yeah, nice.
You've been thinking about that in the 2 weeks since the episode.
No, just since my girlfriend criticised me for never having eaten a hot dog last night.
So, returning to the game. Two of the dogs are immediately...
Savaloys.
Tastily grilled.
Your backstory is literally coming home to roost. Don't test me, it will be terrible for you.
More Sasha suffers, the more everyone loves her.
That's why it'll just be lovely and wholesome and completely undercut your character.
No, he's going to give me all the suffering.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Because you're the favourite.
So
I don't know about suffering that.
So, two of the hounds are immediately knocked sideways with the blast and appear to take the withdraw action. Unfortunately, not vertically upwards this time.
Aww.
They just appear to flee in random directions. One of them is still chasing and appears to have effectively done a weird, shimmery thing. It's hard to tell from this distance and managed to not get completely blown up immediately. Could I get an initiative check from everyone? And I start the session with a natural one. That is fine.
That's a 17 from me.
A 17 from me as well.
A 17 from me.
Ooh.
Ooh. 24. Do we have to roll again?
No, who's got the highest dex bonus?
Oh,
Sasha,
that would then. Be me.
Yeah. What is it?
5.
Ah, damn it. Yeah.
With that in mind then, Hamid, you are up first. You took a surprise round because they weren't expecting people to be in the building.
I cast fireball again.
Of course you do. I realise rolling initiative is a waste of everyone's time.
So why'd you do it?
But the game has rules.
Oh, come on.
Do you have enough... Oh, you slept. I let you rest.
Yeah.
Why did I let you rest?
Alex, it's because we would have all literally died.
42 damage.
Yeah, that dog just dies.
Reflex save for half damage.
I mean,
he didn't even bother rolling.
The game has rules, Alex.
Technically, the game has rules. It could survive. No, it dies. Grizzop, you will be able to see this because first explosion goes off behind you. Oh dear. Next one then goes off. You hear the distinct sound of dogs no longer chasing you. Everyone else, you see the fireball just engulfs whatever the hound was, and something weird is left behind.
Yeah, I'm going to turn around, because it sounds like all the dogs died.
Yeah, so you see what seems to be two dogs finally teleporting away in the very distance. Closest to you, you see bits of what remains of a dog. However, they are... very peculiar.
Burnt ends.
In that the dog is literally in pieces. But when I say in pieces, I don't mean that there is, you know, viscera everywhere. I mean that, you know, one of its legs is poking out half in and out of a stone. You know, half of its muzzle is buried in the ground. It seems to be weirdly phasing.
It's not a real dog, remember?
Not
it's
real
a dog.
Dog
thing.
Yeah, it's a horrific monster.
Yeah.
And it is currently sort of appears vaguely phased into the ground in various places.
So it looks like some sort of teleportation accident.
Yeah, you know what it looks like? It looks like a computer game glitch.
Yes, it
looks like it's seriously clipping and it's just having problems. Also, it's worth mentioning that the echoes from the fireball are echoing across the plane.
Oh.
All right, Barry, let's get on with it.
and I'll turn around and like wave to the people up at the back.
I wave.
Oh, we all wave back.
I do not wave.
Oh. Eldarion's just like limping a little bit by this stage, and yeah, starts trying to hurry up behind.
By the way, anyone with magical knowledge will be super impressed because the fireballs I cast are way too powerful, more powerful than they should be.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nah.
But from this distance,
yeah,
it's almost
understand.
Like Eldarion has lots of skills, but perception is not one of them. Because I'm not going to give that to the party. You guys are set. You're good. The two of you easily like rock up. There are no further complications, apparently. And you make it into the entrance.
Oh, how's it going?
Not very well.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Grizzop. I'm so glad you're okay.
I go to hug Grizzop.
Oh, I'll hug you back. I'm glad you guys are okay. You've been...
been horrible!
All right, Grizzop.
Sasha?
Sasha. Oh, thank Eldarion. Goodness. There you are. Eldarion immediately starts back. Coming over, breaks out a hanky from her sleeves, like, Sasha, come here. Oh, thank goodness. I have been looking for you for so long, Sasha.
Actually, sorry, wait. How... shut up. Quick check.
Excuse me?
Shut up. Quick check. Good or bad?
This is like exactly the expression I have of like.
Like.
Start drawing an arrow. Bad or good?
Not that bad.
Okay, fine.
What are you doing here, Sasha? I mean.
Saving the world. What are you doing here?
Saving you.
She didn't get me here.
Need saving.
Well, thank you.
I mean.
Yeah, did she do it in a way that like was horrible?
It was desperately upsetting, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, like, imagine that's your school.
Oh dear.
Right, well, great, but hostages, have you got them yet?
No.
So, are they still alive?
We think so.
Right, let's get them out.
In
they're
weird
trapped
way.
In a malfunctioning portal between worlds, possibly stuck in the... Does Einstein know how to get them out?
Einstein's, by the way, apparently a bit scarce at the moment.
Okay. Also with a sort of, like, imagine if Bertie was good person.
Yes, there's a very dim-witted fellow in there.
Right. Okay.
He seems nice. No shooting of him.
Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Okay. Sasha, can I have a word, please?
No.
Please.
Not the time.
Who is this?
It really very much is.
If you've got Grizzop here, then you must be some sort of mage. Maybe you can help us figure out what's going on. Yes.
Absolutely. I have to speak to Sasha.
I don't think she wants to talk to you.
Like...
I don't necessarily think that it's a bad idea, regardless.
It's slightly less horrible inside this building than outside this building.
Why don't you tell me, you can say it here with my, looks around awkwardly, like with my friends here.
Your history of friends has tended to be far from people that I would trust with sensitive information about you.
Thanks very much.
You have hardly had a history of picking your
allegiances
well.
I never had a choice before.
Look, when was the last time you saw Sasha? She's changed a lot. She's grown a lot. And you will not stand here and insult her like that.
Very well.
My child, what are you...
Sasha, I have been looking for you for more than a month at this stage. I have been tracking you across the globe.
The least
you could do is possibly afford me the courtesy of letting me talk to you.
You must be, like, so... I knew you were bad at anything, like, useful, but... I was in the papers and you couldn't find me. Like, some of them took my full name.
Well, we did try and keep your full name out of the papers.
Yeah, but, like, how many... What is it?
Because I'll show you
I can't do anything about it. I'm not a portal person.
But at least you can understand the situation.
Sasha, are you still undead? Because if you are, Rome's going to get very bad for you very quickly.
Oh, no, she's not undead.
No, because actually I can, like, sort things out.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Why would you have waited to...
With a sword.
Did you think we wouldn't have noticed something like that?
Was that it?
Eldarion just sort of takes a moment, seems to be centering herself. How did you get to Rome? You've been bouncing around the globe all over the place. It matters.
This is not important.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Why? You don't need to...
Professor Einstein?
What?
Stop telling it, her.
Oh, for God's sake, what did he do?
No, you, shut up.
He's been really...
Hammond, shut up!
Einstein is many things, but helpful is rarely the word I would use to
describe him. Talking about Einstein's character is not useful right now. We're in Rome. There are hostages. Portals are stuck. Are you a wizard? Do you know anything about portals?
Yes.
Brilliant, right. Where are the portals? Take them there.
This way.
Don't get to turn up to the worst place on Earth when I saved the world so many times to just, like,
that's true.
Start getting all huffy. Like, what do you think this is? Like, gestures around. Like, do you think this is some sort of detention you've put me in?
No, this
isn't...
No,
you don't get to do this anymore.
This is another mess that you've managed to create for yourself, and I'm trying to get you out
of it.
No, you didn't, but you have somehow managed to find yourself in the centre of it.
Save the world! You don't get to talk to me like that anymore!
We'll discuss this when we're out.
No, we won't!
Yes,
you
we
need
will.
To back off.
Yeah, I think actually, the bit where I was going to shoot you, I'm going back to that bit. So, can you be helpful, or do you want to leave?
Are you going to be able to help get these people out? There's Beaming's in there, and like, while I'm a bit annoyed at him because he should be able to look after himself, like, either be helpful or go, because you are not in charge.
Okay.
No, shut up. Are you going to be helpful or are you going to go?
I'll need Einstein if he's here.
Well, let's go then.
Let's find him.
You know where Einstein is. He is literally in an adjoining room. Yep. He realised that he has literally no combat abilities whatsoever, so probably would be more useful to not die.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's in an adjoining room, heading in. He appears to be designing a bunch of things in the dirt, like drawing sketches and immediately rubbing them out.
Have I had a chance to have a very quick private word with Azu yet? Because last episode, Azu and Einstein had... I was worried about Einstein.
You have not.
Azu had a conversation.
Azu has had a conversation with Einstein. You have not.
And we haven't had a chance to catch up about
no,
that.
No, not at all.
No, I haven't. And anyway, he told me not to tell anyone.
So as far...
Yeah, so, okay,
but he didn't expressly say what.
So just as we're walking in that direction, I will just walk slightly behind and ask Azu to join me and just whisper to her, is everything okay with Professor Einstein?
I'm a bit worried, but you had a chat with him and you seemed like maybe it was all right?
That may be stretching it. There's something wrong, but it's nothing to really... It's nothing we can change or worry about.
Okay, I mean, just... I was very concerned that he... Anyway, if you... You still trust him?
Yes.
Oh, hail, Darian! What are you doing here?
Oh, good, you know each other.
How did you get here? Einstein, what did you do? Hey! Oh, my God, it's been ages! I thought you were dead, maybe. Oh, who knows?
So you know this person, Professor?
Oh, it's Eldarion. Yeah, Eldarion's great. Kind of fussy, but in a sort of, like, you know, mum way kind of thing. Eldarion doesn't like that. What did you do, Einstein? This one's not me! Honestly, Rome was like this when I found it.
He is right about that.
So, you know...
Yes.
Einstein, have you been teleporting Sasha around the globe?
Maybe. Why?
We'll discuss it later. What do you know about the portal?
So it seems to be some sort of gate spell that's malfunctioned and maybe frozen in a partial state. It looks like there's some sort of magical scheme that is blocking the true transport between worlds, where people can get stuck in it in a temporal dislocation of some kind, and so that they're not really experiencing time or space, but they're still there. But I'm not, you know, an academic expert, so
okay,
that's the best I could do.
Here's the plan. I'm going to see what I can do. You're going to make sure Einstein doesn't make it worse.
I mean, he's not done
anything. He's fine.
No,
like
it's
that.
Fine, guys. That tends to be plan A. It's all good.
Still.
We found this description of a ritual that we think the people that we chased away were doing, but I can't quite tell if it's to complete the gate spell or to shut it down.
Helpful. Thank you very much. Hamid, yes? Hamid, yes. Okay, if you need me, I'm going to be doing some work. Please don't...
Professor, the
Eldarion
people...
just trails off and
the people...
walks off.
I'm following her.
Sure.
But the people stuck inside this portal are very important to us, and I'd really like to... I really appreciate the help, but I'd really like to be involved as much as possible.
I find it easiest to make an initial examination on my own. I will bring you in once I have any information for you.
Well, okay, I'm going to observe then. I promise I won't get in your way or distract you with unnecessary conversation.
I thank you for that consideration. She heads over and starts consulting a book, checking the portal. She keeps casting sort of vaguely disgruntled, like, dirty looks in the direction of where, like, Einstein has been and where everyone else...
I've left the room.
Oh, sure. But she keeps casting disgruntled looks back to that direction but is seeming to focus on the task at hand.
Yeah, I'm watching over her shoulder, but I'm genuinely not interfering with what she's doing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm going to scoot after Sasha.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, sorry... She was the only way I could get here. Yeah,
like, don't worry, mate. She's very useful, I guess.
Well, Okay, so...
She's not, like... She's not violent, you know? She's just, like, better than everyone in a way that's, like, violent, you know?
Well, we could use violence.
Yeah, which is why she's not actually that useful. See, I like violence, but, like, not bad violence. If you know what I mean...
Oh, I meant
like,
on her.
Oh, no, don't be... Oh, yeah, oh, right, so we could use violence on her. No, I don't, though, until she gets, like... Anyway,
well,
I don't know.
Basically, obviously, you guys have got history, and I don't want to do the thing where we're like, no, you stay with Sasha because that's your choice, no, but if you want us to beat her up and leave her in a ditch, that'd be fine.
I mean, I'm not sure it'd be fine, but we can definitely...
Do it.
I mean, like, but, yeah, you might not, because she's, like, very magic.
Sure.
But, yeah, right. So, like, where did you go to school, Grizzop? Was it in prison? Like me?
No, it was the... Well, I didn't go to school, and then it was the Temple of Artemis.
Oh, is it nice?
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
I knew.
Was she a prison warden?
No, like, so I got shipped to a place, and then they gave me a tutor, and it was like, why? Because I already know all the important things, like how to stab.
Is she your parole officer?
No, the ring was the parole officer. Like, they...
Oh, is she with Barrett?
I don't know.
Why? Okay, so let's go back. So the violence question.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we do violence on her?
I'd just be like, you know, careful, because she is, I think, one of the most, like, powerful wizards that might be around.
It's called can't cast a spell if you don't see the arrow coming.
Oh, that's true. That's how I managed to stab a lot of people.
Mm. So, well, we can have a nice chat about her association with Barrett.
We should do that after she solves the
problem. Oh, I need to update you guys.
Where have you been?
What happened in Damascus?
What's going on?
Okay, so the river's all sorted.
All right,
met some really cool...
Well done, Grizzop.
Actually, I met some really cool orcs who actually kind of did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
A lot of them had their shirts off. It was very exciting.
Yes.
But also,
both in and out of character.
Oh, caught up with Wild. Somebody's casting curses on him remotely, so probably got his blood or something. But we've managed to put him in like anti-magic cuffs, which will stop that from happening. He wasn't sleeping. All so
right.
You know when Wild was like, "I'm fine."
He was lying.
Well, obviously, we knew that.
Do you think that it is a conspiracy or just like an ex?
No, I think it's probably the cult of Hades.
Right.
So, we've got Barrett in prison, I almost executed him, but then he cracked
told
us
Grizzle.
Some information. Aww. So we now know where else they're making the simulacrum, which is in Osaka, I think.
Ooh, all right.
I'll have to double check.
They do daggers that you can throw there, like properly. Oh, that'd be... I haven't got any good ones. I've only got, like, ones that, like, copies. But, like, if we went there, I could get... Like, they've got multiple spikes, which I think, like, how do you hold it? But I'm well up for learning.
Well, when we're out of here, we're going to go there. While sending, like, an advanced team, because I said we all might die, so we should probably get a second
that
team.
That is fair. That's likely.
Yes. But when we get out, then we can go there and help him out. Oh, I spoke to the Hephaestus people.
All right.
Hmm.
They make really good daggers, but like always a bit too complicated.
Yeah, so they're sort of helping us sort out some identifying some stuff. So Wild's dealing with that as well. So that's basically all fine and in hand, and we should focus on this once Eldarion gets on with it.
And I'm going to cut to Eldarion at that point. Mm-hmm. So Eldarion's been doing the circuits. It becomes readily apparent to you that in all of the ways that Einstein has no idea what's going on, Eldarion does. It isn't just, yes, this is a thing.
Yeah.
It's lots of occasionally casting the odd tester spell and things like that. She then...
Can I follow what she is doing?
Yeah,
I would like to understand it as best as possible.
So as far as you can tell, what she's doing is she's attempting to identify what plane it's opening onto, whether it's stable and broken or unstable. So things like, is it going to move? Is it going to do other stuff? She also, you recognise that this is just without...
I concluded it was pretty stable and that it probably been here a very long time.
Can you give me a spellcraft check? Or knowledge arcana, I should say. It depends on the system.
I mean, they're the same, but yeah, they cover different...
For this, go knowledge arcana rather than spell check, please.
Cool. Oh, that's a good roll. 33.
So you reckon that she already has an idea of what planar is because she's already starting to do things like identifying planar properties. So she's doing things like, how bad is the time problem?
Yeah.
Is gravity 1 million times heavier? Who knows? Let's find out.
I mean, when 33, I can probably actually assist her without being annoying.
In fact, I'd allow that. If you cannot resist yourself to sort of chip in and be like, you missed a bit, that's a one, not two. Like, little stuff like that, like, I'd allow it, and you have enough knowledge to do so.
Yeah. I'll do that. Like, I'm going to do it in the... I'm going to try and be unobtrusive, but I want this to go well. Like, if I can help, I will.
So, initially, she casts you the filthiest look, realises that you were right. I'm not going to RP this, because it'll take... It's over, like, a decent length of time. And by the end of it, she's actively collaborating with you, and it's like, right, yeah, so if that's... good, that's a very good point, Hamid. Okay, can you bear with me? I'm going to try... And, yeah, honestly, like, she... Yeah. Turns out that, you know, you're a competent person, so suddenly she's decided that you're worth talking to about this. I'm going to just accelerate to...
Sure.
Right,
gosh,
I think it's...
like World 2.0.
I think it's worth gathering everyone together because I think I've managed to come to some conclusions, but it's probably worth keeping everyone in the same loop.
Okay, what's the plan? Well, I'll get everyone in here.
Can I come too?
No. You can stay there, and then we'll get you in a minute.
That's fine. Cool. I'll do my thing. You do you.
Einstein, was he eavesdropping?
He's just kind of wandering around, chilling, a little bit of villain.
How about you make dinner, Einstein?
Yeah! Okay.
Cool. We're a bit low on supplies. Don't suppose you guys brought much with you?
Oh, I've got loads, yeah. Great.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm not sure on supplies. Every time we've gone to into a fancy restaurant, I've put delicious things into my bag of holding.
Oh, yeah,
also half a dire lobster.
So mouldy. So mouldy.
Okay, like the dire lobster was a joke, but we were in a fancy restaurant literally 48 hours ago.
Really?
Were we?
Yeah. In Cairo.
No.
No, in Damascus. In Damascus, we went to a fancy restaurant.
When we first arrived.
At the end.
That was right at the beginning.
It was right at the beginning of Damascus.
Might have been 72 hours.
That was after the carriage incident.
Yeah, 72 hours. Yeah. So, like...
Let's all take a moment. Stop. This is really important. Leave the clock running. So let's figure this out right now. Yeah. I don't care if this takes an hour or two. What food have you been stashing from the posh restaurant?
Spicy couscous.
Spicy couscous?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. In any kind of container or just hocking that in there?
In your pocket!
Yeah. Smearing it round.
Oh, it's like that vine where
in
like
takeaway
spaghetti...
box.
In a takeaway box? Yeah. Okay, cool. So you have a takeaway box of spicy couscous.
How many bottles of wine did you steal?
Like three.
Okay. Give me a sleight of hand check. A retroactive one.
I only rolled a 5, but with a 15 bonus, that's 20.
Yeah, you took three. You took three bottles of posh wine.
You were just stealing things from people in your sleep now.
Well, now I'm apparently allowing you to teleport back in time and steal things retroactively.
I
yeah,
deserve it.
Also,
you're reaching hitherto unimaginable levels of sleight of hand.
I rifle around in my bag, bring out some rations, and then hand each of you two potions of cure serious wounds.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Thank you.
Please add them to your sheets so that they don't get duplicated, etc.
I take one immediately.
So you've handed out potions. Who has taken them, just so I know?
I think all of us. I've taken one.
I took one.
Hammer doesn't need any. He's just storing them for later.
Did you take a serious or a small one, Sasha? Just so I know.
A serious one with that. I am now up to 42 hit points out of 50.
Cool. In that case, then, I think... As you all settle down for some delicious spicy couscous and wine and rations.
Mixed with rations, yes.
I'll take a break there and then we'll come back and have an explanation for what's going on and what can happen now.
Cool.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back. So, Eldarion sort of stands there consulting some stuff and then goes, is everyone ready for an update? And
yes, obviously.
So, complicated. Your initial assessment was correct. It is definitely some kind of extremely miscast gate spell. I've never run into anything so wrong before, but also you were right in that it's very stable. Good news is it's not a temporally locked plane, by which I mean I believe that time is passing for them, just very slowly. In terms of getting people in and out, I have a way of basically getting in, and I have a way of getting out. I don't have a way of necessarily mitigating the time effect. I've been doing rough calculations. Assuming that we're in there quickly, you might lose a week. And by quickly, I mean in, grab, leave.
What do you mean by lose? We won't age.
Like it will pass out here, but not for us.
Correct.
So we might come back out.
Grizzle might hang around in there for a while, have a bit of a party.
If, however, there are complications, it's very difficult to determine just how slow time is moving in there. You could lose longer. If you get yourselves in a fight whilst you're in there, that time dilation is going to still be in effect.
Yeah.
Well, price willing to pay. Gotta get our loved ones out there.
Let's go. Should send a message first.
Oh, yeah.
If we can.
Like, maybe we should get Einstein to teleport to Japan, tell Wild what's going on. He'll have time to have a nap.
Idea for Einstein to teleport from in here. This is the only place in Rome that magic works, but it's also because of the malfunctioning gate spell, it's not the kind of place where you necessarily want to.
Very much correct.
From.
So I'm assuming he hasn't, he tends not to. Don't know where you're going with this! Has he explained much about how teleportation can go wrong?
He said we could end up 50 feet in the air.
Or inside a house.
I mean,
or in the ground.
Now take that.
Inside a house, but in a bad way.
Well,
like inside the house bit of the
Now
house.
Take that and consider what could happen if you go wrong in the direction of that. She points to the weird cylinder tape. Not only can you be going into a random place, you could be going to a random plane. I really wouldn't advise
okay, it. Okay, so fundamentally, you could die. That's great.
Yeah, cool. So maybe you could do that, Eldarion. Like, you could leave and go take a message to Wild.
Maybe get some better shoes and
Do you have any long-range communication spells? I don't have any, but if you did, you could send one.
I do. Who are you thinking of communicating with?
Well, I was thinking either
my
sister or Wild.
Just a question. So how do we know we can trust you?
That is a very good question.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been working on the problem. We've been working together.
Have I ever done anything that wasn't in your best interest, Sasha?
Yeah.
Also,
obviously.
What a horribly slippery way to word that. What that means is no.
Let
you
me
cannot
rephrase.
Trust us.
What proof do you demand of me then? You're confusing brusqueness with efficiency.
All right. What's your association with a man called Barrett?
My association with the man called Barrett is I've been spending a long time trying to find him. Only to find out that you already did.
I did, yeah.
I spent years trying to make sure that Sasha was safe from him. And have since found out that you've apparently managed that somehow.
Yeah, that was
hilarious. No, you didn't. Like, I don't trust, right, that you wouldn't teleport to... Sasha tries to be sneaky to where we were last. Not, I'll tell you where that was. And
Damascus.
Find Barrett and let him out. Like, and you're sneaky. You'd probably find a way to do that.
I know that Barrett's in the Temple of Artemis.
Yeah.
Would you let him out?
No, of course not. Why would I do that?
Well, you worked for him.
Can I do like sense motive?
Yeah, absolutely.
On her. because I want to know if I can trust her.
So I'm also staring at her face. You're much better at it than I am.
But given your roles,
empathy gets in the way of arrows.
If you're going to try and can you accidentally intimidate?
Like, 27 on sense motive.
There you go. I got a 20, but.
For what it's worth, both of you seem to think she's on the level, mainly because she seems more nonplussed by the question than, like, ready for it. So it's more that, it's not necessarily that you think that she's the best, coolest person ever immediately, it's more, if nothing else, she certainly seems genuinely surprised by the question.
Right. Yeah. So you met Eldarion while she was working for Barrett?
I have never worked for Barrett.
Yeah, I was in other London, right? I was trained to be a thief. And it was, some bits were bad, like some bits were really bad, but the thing is I was a good thief and like I have friends there. And sometimes thieving is actually quite complicated and interesting. But then, like, they, you know, it's just like anything, you know, like fireball, it can be good or bad,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Like, so you could blow up things for good or sometimes so that you have nice shiny things.
You can see Eldarion wincing at the descriptions of, yeah, you can blow stuff up, that's fine. And I was like,
And then, like, one day, I'm there, and they're like, no, you're not here anymore, you're going to go to a house. And I was like, all right, through the, like, skylight, or do we have, like, sewer access? And he was like, no, through the front door. And I was like, what? And then, like, I'm there, and suddenly they, like, leave me there, and then it's like, for like a couple of years they try and like make me into some posh lady because they never tell me why, and I hate it and it's bad, and like they kept trying to make me something, but like I was just wrong.
Sort of training you to infiltrate high society or
like if so, never told me that. And then like, I just kept and then they put this ring on me, right, which meant that I kept trying to get away.
I had one of those rings.
And yeah. I am going to give you this based on your earlier sense motive. Eldarion is now beginning to cry and try and hide it from everyone.
And they, like, so then they're just telling me I'm bad, but, like, they were training me to be a thief, and then they kept telling me, you can't climb on roofs. No, you have to wear, like, a skirt that drags everywhere, and... They kept making me try and talk to people, but I was always...
So Eldarion was training you in this?
Yeah, so, like, that
I looked very confusedly.
Yeah.
I've been paying attention to Sasha.
And eventually, like, she gave up and left, and then I got a job with Beaming, and he said that I was right a lot, and he was nice, and we learned all about how you appraise things, which is sort of more my bag. And then everyone got killed and I ran away. Like, you know, normal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, she definitely, like, she had some contract with whoever it was. Like, I had this ring on and I couldn't get away. So it was like a prison, right? Because I would try and go places and then they'd be like, no, you have to go back. And then they would threaten all the people that I liked.
Well, so clearly you would characterise this differently.
Question from the cool guy in the corner.
All right, Einstein.
This one's for Eldarion. Is that okay?
Fine.
Hey, is this why you were always, like, not around in Prague?
Eldarion, by this point, has composed herself.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, cool, thanks.
Wait, you had two jobs? So, like, telling me I was wrong wasn't enough. You had to tell, lots of students they were wrong.
You also worked at the university.
Busy man.
Yes.
Is that a bad thing?
I mean, the senior council were separatists who worked against the meritocrats.
Oh, yeah, you were Harlequin.
Great thing.
Yes.
Oh, and they, right, so Azu, you weren't there when, like, one of her colleagues, like, zombies all over Prague. All over. Tons of them.
Zombies.
Yeah, Kafka, remember?
Yes. Yeah, we told you about Kafka trying to end the world.
I do Opera. Recall that.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
That's her mate. So her mates are Barrett and Kafka.
Sure.
And she hates Einstein, who we like.
Sure, that's me.
Sasha smiles like, I've got social...
I'm positively a villain. And with that in mind, how do you intend to proceed? Well, I realise that I was the one who was attempting to talk. I realise that no one's going to be listening right now. What are we going to do about this situation? We are still in the middle of Rome, and we have made rather a large noise in our arrival.
Oh, yeah, I have noticed. Well, we're going in there.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean... You said you had a plan to get us in and out, so I'd like to hear that plan. I would like... You seem to be on the level right now, but I would like an explanation of what happened between you and Sasha previously, because, you know, whilst the whole Kafka thing I don't hold you accountable for, I mean, clearly things went very wrong at the university, but...
Oh, it was terrible!
I mean, I do think that there is a question to answer about what exactly your relationship with Barrett was.
Actually, yeah, but we should do it on when we get out. Because I've just thought about it. We don't need to send a message. Wild already knows if we don't turn up, we've died. So that's basically it. We either get out or we're dead.
Yeah, but, like, he might expect us... he might think we're dead, but actually we're in the...
Yeah,
in the,
if we get stuck in there for, like, a week and a nice surprise. Year passes...
Well, that's a good surprise. It's not like I can do anything about it.
Grizzop, no, but just be helpful. I have to ask a question of you. I would greatly appreciate it if you could answer me sincerely and not use it as an opportunity to make a point.
Well, we'll see what a question is then, won't we?
Yeah, you'd like that question was making a point,
if,
though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't
if
it?
If I were to lead you all into this space, the trip will be significantly worse than the trip it took you to get here.
Okay.
Are your group going to be able to withstand that?
I don't know.
What was it like coming here?
It's really miserable. Like, you stretched out across the world repeatedly.
What?
Yeah, it's horrible.
We came to Rome to rescue the people that are stuck in there. Like, we knew that things would get bad, and they've been bad. Like... I'm sure it's going to be awful, but there's a reason we're doing it.
Yeah,
we're not.
We're not on holiday.
I was literally undead.
I think we can take it.
Even if we can't, I think we should try.
Yes.
We have to try.
Beaming, why can't you, like, sort yourself out?
I can take four people in.
All right.
Well, there's four of us.
Yeah.
I could probably take four plus four hostages out. There's no version of this where I'm going to be able to take someone like Einstein along.
I don't
know.
No one
was expecting
that. There's five people stuck in there.
And also, if we're in there a long time, Einstein would be left here alone for potentially months or years.
Well, no, Eldarion will be here.
I'd have to go with you. There's no version where I can send you and not me. Oh, no, that's not true. I could send you there. I couldn't get you out.
Are you saying that one of us has to stay behind? Otherwise, it doesn't sound like the plan changes.
I'll be back with you. She heads off and takes the sort of paperwork for the ritual with her and so on.
Oh, Grizzop, just while I've got a moment, don't try to do any magic while you're here.
Hmm?
The gods don't work
here. Oh, no, they do. You just have to, you know, really try.
I did really try.
Oh, it's harder in here.
Okay, well, I mean...
In the building.
I did and it worked, so...
It's, well, I mean...
I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but...
No, as we tried several times, it did work.
No, this
time.
Isn't an all situation, but
oh,
genuinely...
it kind of is, though.
Okay, I came here, I healed up Eldarion, it worked.
Then it must be randomised. There have been different magic things have gone wrong in different ways.
You know, maybe Eldarion's, like, super holy. She dresses well.
That's
how that works, right?
No.
Like, what you mean by, like, well is... no, it's not functional, and...
It's super sharp, though, right?
Not... No, it's not sharp. It's blunt. It's not. There's no knives.
But that's because shoulder pads are totally in right now.
She in 80s power suit.
Doesn't even, like, keep any explosives in her shoulder pads.
It's well, she sort of is an explosive, you know.
What do you mean she's an explosive?
You know, it's Eldarion. Oh, you know.
What do you know about her?
What do you want to know?
Alex! just make characters that tell us things sometimes.
I mean, I do. I'm literally right here, just ask the questions, you know? Like, I'm literally the most helpful NPC that has ever been created ever. And you're like, oh, let's have an angsty talk. I'm right here. You know, you want to know how the campaign ends? I just check my notes, it's fine.
I know, he's teleported through the fourth wall.
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Like, what? Okay. Like, how long has she been at the university then?
Oh, ages. Longer than me.
Longer than you?
Oh, yeah!
So what? She just.
Well,
like,
you know, I'm kind of the enfant terrible of the scene, you know?
So what? She, like, takes on private tutoring jobs with gangsters because the university don't pay enough?
Well, no. That was for, what was his name? Cool name. Sounded like a rocker or like a.
You mean
was
my
it?
Uncle?
Oh, was he? I don't know.
Rake Fine?
Yeah! Rake Fine! Sounds like a singer.
He's just a racket that put his money in a different place.
Like, well, all I know is, you know, she...
Like Hamid's family, you know? Where, like, they take money, but it's all official and okay. Like, as opposed to...
She took a lot of leave for personal reasons. I got her drunk once. I asked her about it.
So
you know.
How's Rake Fine involved, Sasha?
He's another uncle. Or, like... grandfather. Like, I've got a big
less
family.
Less awful than Barrett.
No, it's awful. It's just like...
Oh, no, he led a Harlequin chapter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so he's a separatist.
Yeah, cool. So then Darren's like, yeah, I'll help you out, Rake Fine. You're a cool guy. And then, you know, just started spending more and more time there. I don't know why. I didn't need to, but, you know.
Maybe Eldarion didn't know about Barrett. Maybe she only knew about Rake Fine.
Man, she's an idiot, isn't she?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that. But, you know, she might be...
Sometimes very intelligent people can be blind to very obvious things if they're not in their area of expertise.
You know, maybe like a corset short of a burlesque show, you know?
But that's a good burlesque show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasted my life.
She's had too many courses.
I mean, yeah, but... I mean, she was very cool. Good with students. Sometimes. They tend to love her or hate her, you know?
Mm. Mm. She could have been taken advantage of by Barrett. She may not be actively evil, but I do not like her.
Like, what's the line about evil, right? Like, what is the line?
Oh, yeah, no, I think, like, she...
Die, evil, die. Oh, no, die, evil, doers. That was what he was saying. It was well good.
There was another paladin here, but the one we told you about.
Oh! It was
Ed.
The fifth one who stuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. It was Ed. He's super cool.
He's pretty... good, yeah.
I mean he's like, you know, a corset, an entire cast, and maybe a venue short of a burlesque show, but you know,
right.
He's still a cool guy.
Okay. He meant well.
Okay, right, yeah, if we can get him out.
Eldarion sort of comes back. Okay, I have a solution to this. I think I can make it work. I assume there's no version of this where I can convince you to stay here, Sasha.
Why would I stay?
Einstein, you are going to be staying here whether you want to or not. That's fine!
Like, what? Why don't you want me to do my job?
You know what? Sure. I don't know what I was thinking. Right.
Passive-aggressive, actually.
Yeah.
I can't stress this enough. This has to be quick. I have a good sense that you're going to be losing at least a week if we're quick. If something goes wrong, I don't know how much time we'll lose.
I was just thinking of taking my time, but thanks for the tip.
Professor, do you have enough rations if you have to stay here a week?
And so I was like, I mean, we found some of that stuff. I mean, Grizzal, can I have some of, like our ration? I can stretch that, you know, I don't need much.
I'll just hand him, like, a stack of stuff.
Oh, cool.
I think we probably pull our resources.
Yeah.
Just find a safe corner to hide in.
Yeah,
and
cool.
If you're threatened, teleport away.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So what I'll do is I'll wait here, like, what, a week? If you don't turn up, I leave?
Yeah.
I mean...
guess so.
Now that I know this place is here, I could see about maybe checking in once a week.
Sure, if you can do it safely, like, just don't...
I mean, he sort of clicks his fingers and then a bouquet of flowers appears in his hand. Like, seems to be working here, you know?
We know things are dangerous around the portal.
Yeah, just take care of yourself, all right? Don't do anything stupid.
I promise I will try.
That's good enough.
We should get going, then.
We should, like, also...
If the professor can leave safely, can I give him a message from my family, maybe? And other people might want to do the same in case he gets out and we don't.
Oh, like a last words thing. Oh, heavy.
My family's in there, so...
Yeah. Okay, cool.
My family's Temple of Optimus. They know if I die in duty, it's done.
Well, anyone object to me just taking 10 minutes?
No, yeah, just get on with it.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
I'm
going to write a note to Sire explaining what's happening and...
I mean, it sort of is, but also sort of isn't.
Okay,
sure.
And, yeah, probably, you know, unburdening myself emotionally as well, but who knows.
Cool.
Maybe I'll write it up for Patreon.
Oh.
If I have time.
Photoshopping this.
As long as it's not subtext. Ooh. Dear Sire, everything's fine. I just really love you, Hamid.
Oh, dear.
I seal it up and I'll ask the professor to pass it on in a month. If it looks like we haven't
sure.
emerged.
But before we go, just because, like, as you said, we wouldn't be quick, so any conversations that we need to have, we should do here. So, Eldarion, just something. What explosive spells can you cast? How useful will you be if there's a fight?
I mean, you know, I've got the basics down.
Be explicit.
Okay, allow me to consult my spell list. In fact, she pulls out her tome and begins consulting what she's prepared for the day. Yeah, I wouldn't particularly worry. I mean, not to...
All right, so we can, like, abandon not... you to be... You don't need to be defended.
Very much not.
Right, have you got better shoes or are you going to fall over?
Einstein's like, oh no, she's really cool. I watched her blow up a cart once. It was great.
Blowing up carts, we've all done it.
Okay.
Sounds useful.
Einstein just mutters, I've wasted my life. Eldarin's like, it'll be fine. I will avoid casting spells on yourselves.
Good.
If I were to turn into something, don't panic.
All right.
Okay, sure.
Beyond that, it's a fair point about the shoes, but unless anyone's got a spare pair, there's not really a lot I can do.
Oh, probably. Oh, they won't fit you.
They will if they're magic.
Oh, I don't have any magic shoes.
Oh, no.
All the people, I thought Mohammed would be the one with magic shoes.
Anyway.
I'm going to cast Mage Armour on myself before we go through the portal.
That's a really good idea!
It lasts 7 hours,
If the rest of you have any preparations that you can make, they will transfer across.
I run up to Einstein and give him the Necklace of Sanctuary, because it's actually really useful for
him. Oh, good plan, yes.
Cool, what's it do?
While you're wearing it, you can't be hurt as long as you don't hurt anyone else, fundamentally.
I'm basically a god now! Cool!
Yes. Einstein, you can't be attacked!
No, wow!
Einstein!
Look on me, you're mighty!
I convert to the Church
despair.
Of Einstein.
Einstein, what? You're not invulnerable.
You literally just said, as long as I don't punch anyone, I'm good.
No, people can't attack you.
Yeah?
If a building lands on you, you'll still be squashed.
Oh, okay. I'm almost a god.
That's better.
Very particular kind of god.
Eldarion's like, please stop saying things like that in the centre of Rome. That's just... just stop. That's the worst thing. Just don't. Just stop, please.
No
Einstein.
To say the phrase, I am
please,
invincible.
Einstein, stop. Right. Everyone, join hands.
Aw.
Do not let
people all around the world
go.
Yeah.
Oh, helps if you close your eyes.
It very, very much does.
Sasha has learned.
Ah!
No vomiting for Sasha! And she very pointedly does not hold Eldarion's hand.
Okay. Eldarion holds our hands to whoever will take
them. I'll grab Eldarion's hand.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, she's got Grizzop on one side and Asim on the other.
Yeah!
Yeah, I'll grab Azu's other hand.
Yay.
I'll grab Hammond, so I assume you're lifted off.
Oh, yeah, you're me and Hammond, so you're like two children.
Right. Hold on. Don't panic.
And I'm going to end the episode there. Because everything's basically fine.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
And it's Einstein's fine. A god, which, you know, I'm happy with. I can run with that.
Being stuck in a different plane for several weeks is as close as you're going to get to downtime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fighting for not only your lives, but the lives of your loved one as the years tick by is downtime. I don't... I'm giving you exactly what you ask for.
We better be levelling up.
I'm a benevolent god!
Okay. Right, I'm going to leave it there and we'll come back next week.
It's going to come out the end that Einstein was Alex all along.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening. Try that. That might be it.
Everyone squish your face.
My problem is I'm trying to learn how to
sorry,
make
one sec, one sec.
Moment. And so
bear with me, Lid. No, that's you guys. Why has that not worked?
Yeah, that was Stella.
Yeah, loved it.
Gonorrhea.
That was
Perfect. I think that's an outtake as well.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.